This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every farmer is warning us from every field on God's green earth. A reckoning is imminent. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are galloping on the horizon.
Last year in the United States, we lost over 500,000 farms. We lost over 125 million acres of farmland. There's never been a time that the local rancher or producer needs your help. Buy American and buy local.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates is the largest private owner of American farmland. Gates alone holds over 275,000 acres across 19 states.
Our government allowed two giant companies controlled by foreign governments to come in and acquire. One of them is controlled by the Chinese, and they bought Smithfield out of North Carolina. And the other one was a Brazilian company that came in and bought up one of the other major players. Why would we want to have an antagonist own 25% of our meat processing? It makes no sense at all.
Convoys of hundreds of tractors and trucks have slowed or blocked the traffic on major roads leading to major cities in the last 3 weeks. And many of the protesting farmers in France have also stopped after the government there offered a series of financial concessions. And they've also blocked numerous border crossings with the Netherlands. In Portugal, farmers have partly blocked a key bridge on a main road into Lisbon.
In the Netherlands, it was about fertilizer. In Germany, it's about the so-called diesel privilege. In France, it's about restrictions on the use of pesticides.
The CIA media and its satellite propagandists are covering up a global revolution that is far worse than any war. Engineered global starvation in order to rein in the GMO agricultural control of the United Nations Agenda 2030 and the Great Reset.
Climate transition is a key priority for our societies. We need to make sure that our farmers can be a partner in this.
With our new climate and nature plan, we focus on the following three things. First, the green transition. Second, the growing physical impact of climate change. And third, the risks from nature loss and degradation.
Our peaceful and united Europe is being challenged like never before by populists, by nationalists.
We hear the propaganda that increases of the gas of life, a trace gas in the atmosphere, will bring a disaster, and that we will have runaway global warming. Sorry, folks, we've known for 200 years from chemistry that it's the exact inverse.
In America, Soros pawns are now making it a priority to wage lawfare on the average farmer, while a backdoor elimination of fertilizer, livestock, and farms by any means necessary is well underway.
In order to get net zero, we'd have to kill all the animals, including ourselves, food and energy. Nothing else is as important as those two things. Water, right, is part of food. They haven't decided to cut the water off just yet.
You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water.
4 billion of us depend on nitrogen fertilizer, which they now say is bad because it's a greenhouse gas or whatever.
And in particular, what the net zero movement does is it ignores the benefits of fossil fuels and it exaggerates the negative side effects. That's the key thing that's going wrong. Fossil fuels are crucial to the availability of food for 8 billion people in two ways. So anyone want to suggest what are the ways in which fossil fuels are crucial to food? Fertilizer. So that's one. So modern fertilizer is derived from natural gas. We cannot feed 8 billion people without plentiful fertilizer. Before natural gas, we were trying to use bat guano. That was our best fertilizer. Bat guano didn't scale very well to 8 billion people. So natural gas is crucial. There's nothing close to natural gas in terms of fertilizer.
Meanwhile, a tsunami of illegals is slowly reintroducing screwworms and hoof and mouth disease to American livestock our ancestors tenaciously battled with and eliminated from the U.S. Our nation is running out of time. No one wins in a war against the farmer. Everybody starves and everybody dies. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
The Farm Wars at Band.video. It's also on Real Alex Jones on X. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Please stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Alright, coming up in the next few days, because I want to do more research on it because it's so big. The British government, with their top universities and government institutions, has put out a report called Absolute Zero, where they don't want to just have net zero increase in carbon or lower it to a previous state. They want to get rid of all carbon, which humans are. And I was going over this report today, and it's so big, literally and figuratively, that I want to make a big deal about this, but I also don't care if other people like Tucker Carlson or anybody else goes and does it first. I just want to get this information out. It's so nightmarish that it's just hard to describe what they're doing, other than total feudalism, the end of civilization as we know it. And speaking of the end of civilization as we know it, guys, pull up a satellite photo of the island of Hispaniola. It hasn't been called that for a couple hundred years since the French split it with the Spanish. But it's the island where on the west you have Haiti and on the east you have the nation, the Dominican Republic. And if you look on a satellite, Dominican Republic's all green to the east, and everything's rock, basically, almost no trees, deforested in Haiti. So the Spanish brought in African slaves to grow different crops, like sugarcane, 500 years ago. And the Dominican Republic has not been historically big in the slavery department, so they didn't have all the African slaves there. And now Haiti, after the earthquake, it had big problems before. It was a failed state. I would never even say it's really been a country. It's always been road warrior. It's always been collapsed. But now it's entered cannibalism and an absolute negative civilizational capacity. And so we have all the B-roll of machete-wielding gangs that run the country and people eating body parts, viewer discretion advised, The cannibal cult thinks they get power from eating men's testicles and penises. There's obviously viral clips of that. So whoever has the guns, meaning the gangs and the government they work with, the government uses gangs as their cutout, have control. And so now over 1 million Haitians are set to come here to the United States. And this is a microcosm of where the rest of the world's going under civilizational collapse. And then after the earthquake and the Clintons looting it, now after years of lockdown and no industry or no tourism, you see the massive influx of Haitians that are really refugees fleeing into the West. Now, why is this so important? Because this is the model for the rest of the world. This is societal collapse. Machete-wielding militias battle gangs in Port-au-Prince as elites vie for power, so-called elites, CNN. Wonder how those elites feel being the bosses ruling over a hellhole, which again is what's happening in the rest of the world at a slower pace. Dozens of U.S. citizens evacuated Haiti for the first State Department charter flight. Inside Haiti, a lucky few escape while millions face gang rural hunger and chaos. And then here's another one. Opinion. Why gangs hold so much power in Haiti, and CNN gives its twisted reason. When society collapses, it's then groups of military-age men running around feeding on the rest of the population. And in most societies, then order gets finally reestablished once that collapses. But instead, Haiti just is a slow burn, always continuing to sink deeper into the morass. So Florida braces for Haitian migrant influx. Governor Ron DeSantis deploys military personnel. They need to be told they're going to be deported. But Biden has said that that's not what's going to happen. They're going to be kept here. And look at all the piles of garbage in this photograph. And that's what New York City looks like now. That's what so many other areas look like. So the globalists have collapsed the third world. They're using it as a weapon now to collapse into the West and bring us down. Very, very dangerous. Very, very sad. Now I want to talk about some hope, and then I'm going to get back into the globalist war game against civilization and society. The Portuguese continue European trend of veering right ahead of EU elections. Portugal's recent elections reveal a significant response to the EU's Green Deal, with environmental parties failing to secure seats in Parliament, a trend echoed across Europe, and signaling a broader political shift, while Polish conservatives also surge. In Portugal, the election results led to several conclusions. First, they demonstrated how the Europeans are rejecting and reacting to the EU's enforced Green Deal. Two environmental parties did not even make it into the parliament, which aligns with the disastrous polls for the Greens across Europe. And the Greens are just the globalist party of cutting off energy. One of the Portuguese eco parties, in a bid for survival at all costs, formed an alliance with the communists, who had been strong in the country for many years after the Salazar era. It turns out that the Portuguese do not want the left in government, nor the radical left in parliament, absolutely. And additionally, it is evident that the socialists are in retreat, as is also the case in many other European countries. For the center right to govern, it must have the support of the right-wing Chega party, which quadrupled its numbers of parliamentary seats. So whether you're in Latin America or whether you are in Europe, or whether you're in areas of Asia that allow voting, there is a massive shift towards not cutting off the resources and plunging society into a death spiral. Unfortunately, the dominoes that were knocked over with the COVID lockdowns that extended for years in the third world is irreversible and is causing a massive stampede into Western countries. So it's kind of the case of a dollar short and a day late, or a day late and a dollar short. But that's what's happening right now. Now I want to get into something that I mentioned at the start of the broadcast today. And I've seen similar polls. You see the numbers. You see the corporate media. You ask yourself, why is every major corporation out there saying that white people are inherently evil because they're white? Well, you brand white people as the devil, and then you connect it to the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, private property, due process, the right to own guns, the right to contract. And then you get rid of that last dam or that last road bump, that last speed hump, that last impediment to corporate BlackRock New World Order rule. So this morning, and I meant to repost this on X, on my X account, Real Alex Jones, I didn't. So one of you guys that has access to my X account, please post. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product.
This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All of this brainwashing is doing nothing but creating division, and it's not coming from the white people or the black people or the brown people or the Asian people. They're just trying to have jobs, raise their families, live their lives. But it is the establishment and the power structure that is doing all of this. And they're doing it over and over and over and over again. And I know everybody knows this, but we have to let this really, really sink in. And just ask ourselves, why would a power structure do something like this? Well, because they're cold-blooded, and big corporations want to control society. I mean, do you think black people came up with Advil commercials on TV, but also Advil in caps at stores where it says black people feel more pain than everyone else? Buy Advil and save the black people? That's just the establishment trying to wrap themselves in a black skin. And it's very, very sad. And I'm going to look at these numbers more and really try to give you my take on what they mean, because it's all very, very confusing. But at the end of the day, society and civilization is on the cusp of irrevocable collapse. And I almost feel like I'm up here rearranging chairs on the Titanic. I don't almost feel like that. I really do. And I don't want to just sit up here and commentate on the destruction of civilization. I want to try to stop this and try to do something. Because there's this bandwagon effect where people that call themselves liberals support any war, open borders, surveillance, censorship, tyranny. And you look at them and you know they're going against their own interest, but they're doing it because they are pretending that they're part of the power structure. When they're not. So I have hundreds of articles here. I have all the different horrible stuff they're doing, and it's at a certain point, it's just like, why? Why would you come up with something this oppressive? Why would you do something like this to turn people against each other? And it's because the globalists know that evil works. At least it works in the first step, or maybe the second step. 10-year-old kids denied drinking water in class because of three Muslims observing Ramadan. See, it's not tolerance, folks. It's that you must submit. 24 children were told they could not drink water at a school in Germany because three other students in the class were Muslims observing Ramadan, according to a report. The 10-year-old kids in Frankfurt, Germany, were all denied drinking water due to the tiny minority fasting for the Islamic holy month. German outlet NIUS notes that the fifth grades informed their parents after two teachers at the school made the decision. One parent commented, "At dinner, we always talk about how the day was. I asked my daughter what was going on at school, what was new at school. She then told us the two teachers had forbidden the students from drinking in class because three, the 27, were fasting." The schools are told to do this, folks. They don't just come up with this. It's all about how do we persecute people? How do we take things away from people? Because if you're destroying somebody's country and getting rid of their culture, you need to cow them. You need to dominate them. You need to, in an imperious fashion, absolutely push them down in the mud so they never think about standing up again. You have to get them to do ridiculous things as an act of submission. And that's all this process is. And I just wish people would stop submitting and stop bowing down. Because the globalists and the left have an alliance with Islam. At the same time, they kill them. At the same time, they attack them. They use them as a political tool. I've got articles here where Joe Biden has announced a plan to ban 2/3 of gasoline cars by 2032. And, of course, there's not enough parts for the electric cars. There's not enough ingredients for the electric cars. There's not enough lithium. Because this is not a bridge to the future. This is a bridge to collapse. This is what the absolute zero is all about. And that's why I'm going to prepare a presentation in the very near future on this information. Now, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. And I think it's important to look at the martial law that's incrementally being crept up and set up all around us. And I think it's very important to look at the wider world and the fact that you've got a bunch of disconnected globalists that believe they're about to be gods and who've stolen control of the central banks and who control the money, who are giving orders to everyone to carry out all these different operations, and they're not looking at the end game of what it creates. You're not going to depopulate 90%+ of the public and not have giant wars that end up destroying everything. It's not going to happen. It's that simple. And you're not going to be able to execute all of this and not create chain reactions that are guaranteed to create a hell on earth. And anyone who has any geopolitical or historical understanding knows that and understands that. So then you have to ask, why are they doing that? Because they're not just going to destroy us. They're going to destroy themselves. So this isn't just nihilism where I don't care about myself. Who cares if the world ends? They're working to destroy the world. And if you look at the European Union leaders, none of them have children except a few of the Eastern European leaders. How do you have a group of people that don't have children? Because they know they've made a deal with the devil. And that's why they run headlines everywhere about, oh, the end of humanity and the end of humans and looking forward to the end of humans. All of this is being done by design. And that's really the big takeaway. I could sit here and cover articles for you all day and talk about factoids and prove my points, but you don't need it to be proved anymore. You see the world government and the social credit score and the pedophilia and all the Satanism out in the open. The mark of the beast. And we sit here and we pretend like we're not going over the edge into hell. And it would be so easy to just wake up and rediscover God, rediscover the truth, and reject these people. But we have crazy psychotics at the helm. And that's what's happening. It's that simple. All right, we'll come back with some really important news straight ahead. And then Owen Schroeder is coming up today at 3 p.m. Central with the War Room. Don't forget weekday mornings, 11 a.m. Central, Harrison Smith with the show he does, American Journal. All right, stay with us. I know as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are deploying the National Guard, effectively militarizing their streets and especially their subways. So is this about citizen safety, or is it, as Alex Jones warns, the piloting of martial law? Hello there, you awakening wonders. Thanks for joining us on this voyage to truth and freedom. By clicking the link in the description, you can support our movement, getting additional content each week, like this week's displacement theory video, as well as joining us live for our conversations with important thinkers, journalists, and politicians, and help our movement to grow in the face of incredible opposition from globalist forces. And these globalist forces are no doubt on the rise. You will be aware now that New York City, that most liberal of metropolises, has militarized its law forces by putting the National Guard on the subway. Now, New York City is no doubt in a time of crisis, evidently and apparently connected to the issue of migration. But is this sudden appearance of military personnel on the New York subways really about protecting the citizenry, or is it more insidious than that? Are we beginning to experience the piloting and grooming of a population to get us ready for militarized streets? For many years now, we've seen anti-protest laws, militarization of the police, police cars that used to be like, Nino, Nino, Scalectrics, Dukes of Hazzard, good old-fashioned fun, have become like tanks now. Why has that happened? When did that become necessary? Is it necessary in your neighborhood? And if rising crime is a problem in your neighborhood, what exactly is causing it? Do you trust the people that have the power behind the barrel of the gun or not? Let's have a look at Alex Jones's perspective. You'll be well aware that Alex Jones's perspective will be around centralized authoritarianism, global conspiracies, and piloting. But having just lived through the last 5 years, it does seem that we have been subject, whether it was some of the events around the pandemic or recent censorship laws across the world, to the piloting of ideas in certain territories in order to normalize them. I'm talking about the freezing of bank balances, closing down of people's social media, using government proxies to censor dissenting voices, lockdowns, internment camps, arresting people for things they've said on the internet, imprisoning people for things they've said on the internet. All the time that we're talking about Donald Trump and how bad he is for democracy, is democracy, even under the auspices of actual Democrat rule, becoming more and more authoritarian? Let's start with Alex Jones, then we'll get into what we think is happening together.
Tonight, a new approach to keep subway riders safe.
Guns! Guns aiming at your face. The new way. The army threatening to kill you if you step out of line. Look how compliant the news always is. Look, don't say that this is terrifying. Don't start saying the military are on the subway now. That's a clear indication that whatever your political perspective, things have gone terribly wrong. Say instead, new way to keep you safe. New way to help you go to sleep at night. A firm punch right in the jaw.
Bag checks and beefed up security with members of the National Guard.
Beefed up? Like is nutritious. It's like a bone broth made out of a gun pointed at you by the state. Night, night.
As CBS2's Naveen Dhaliwal reports, the plan comes on the same day as another attack on a conductor.
So, you know, attacks on conductors gotta bring in the army, so.
With riders on edge, the governor is putting a plan in place that includes cameras in conductor cabs and more cops on the platforms. At Grand Central Terminal Wednesday evening, bag checks were underway.
It seems to me that in order to protect the legitimizing, raising authority, and indeed, there's such a sort of raging debate in your country about guns and gun ownership and gun laws, and all it seems to amount to really is not whether or not there are guns, but who's allowed to have them. And we now know that the state doesn't want to discuss their guns. What about the dangers and threats of those guns? What about the many people that are killed in friendly fires, in wars? Perhaps all we're talking about in politics is who has the right to kill.
As tackling subway safety is now at the top of the list for city and state officials.
These brazen, heinous attacks on our subway system.
On our democracy. By me, what, no, sorry, I mean on our subway by someone who's not me have got to be met by everyone's got guns now that works for me. You don't work for me, no guns. You work for me, guns. Simple, really, huh?
Will not be tolerated. This was a stern message from the governor.
It is a stern message, it's a stern, very aggressive message, an authoritarian message. It's not stern, it's authoritarian. It will not be tolerated. I don't care about your past, I don't care about your social conditions, I don't care about your mental health, I don't care if there's been a fentanyl crisis, I don't care if America's breaking down. I don't care if you're delirious with doubt and you can't feel God in your heart anymore because you're surrounded by lies and treachery. All I care about is do as you're told or we'll kill you. I mean, that, what is the message?
After several attacks in the transit system in the past week, these attacks prompting the governor to deploy 1,000 members of the National Guard.
Look, that's the news doing the job of propaganda. These attacks prompting the governor. I don't know. I bet if you had the time to look at the data, you go, how many attacks are there each year since 1970 in New York on staff members? And then you'd have to look at a sort of a variety of factors. Poverty, inequality of wealth, mental illness, some government support. There's so many vital components. When the solution is always, we're going to take some more power because of of this, there's a really nasty cough going around. So, in conclusion, we're going to take a lot more power. There's a really nasty Putin going around. So, in conclusion, we're going to take a lot more power. There's a really nasty truckers going around. So, in conclusion, we're going to take a lot more power. Is the answer always going to be, you're going to take a lot more power? There's a lot of people saying on the internet that we're taking too much power. So, we're going to be taking a lot more power and censoring those people. Okay, and the threat is Donald Trump how?
And police to subway systems across New York City.
What they're doing, checking bags to make sure explosive or illegal weapons aren't entering our subway system.
I think it's rather offensive to all of us as human beings that Eric Adams, being a person of color, will be framed and celebrated here. Or that the news reporter is a person of color. I think both of those things are great. How fantastic. Let's have a diverse and representative, but above all else, fair and equal and truly representative society where you don't centralize authority. I'm getting rather tired of the idea that equality and fairness means highlighting programs of representation in order to mask increasing authoritarianism. I agree with equality, in particularly when it comes to matters around gender and sex, but above all, wealth and power.
City officials say each week NYPD bag screening teams will be at 136 stations.
Thank the Lord we can bring you this content because of the support of our sponsors. Support them if you can. Today I want to talk to you about Field of Greens. It's the healthiest thing I do every day. And I want you on this journey with me, side by side. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. My favorite is the original flavor. And it's completely improved my life. This is nutrition, the way that nature intended, in a scoop. Here's what I noticed since I started taking Field of Greens. Way more energy over the course of the day. Sleeping better at night, like a baby. As you know, they're truculent and difficult at night time, so I sleep better than one. Healthier hair and skin. It helps with my digestion. My stomach feels better. I feel better overall, and I think healthier and stronger. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support the heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you're going to love this product, but if any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now listen, I've got your 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping. Visit brickhouserussell.com and use promo code BRAND. That's promo code BRAND at brickhouserussell.com. They'll know I sent you. Okay, let's get back to the story.
That's about a third of the stations in the system. New York City Civil Liberties Union calling it heavy-handed.
But heavy-handed really means like, oh no, boss, there's another person was rude to a bus conductor. Like that heavy-handed means that you're not even actually in control of the weight of your power. And isn't that the perfect description of how globalist elitist power masquerading as American patriotic power, whether it's in foreign wars or on the most useful city in America, some would argue, New York City, and the imposition of authority, all in order, as usual, to help people.
Like stop and frisk, ripping a page straight out of a Giuliani playbook.
We had to, really, because the pages were stuck together. I'd like to take a note. Every time a demon of the liberal elites have their ideas borrowed and utilized by those same liberal elites. Donald Trump is the worst thing that could ever happen. That's why that wall he's building that we mocked him for is still being built. That's why those cages that we condemned him for are still there and were in fact put there by Barack Obama. Giuliani, that pervert, lunatic, maniac son of a bitch, actually had some pretty good ideas when it came to protecting train conductors, which is now something we care about now that we can have armed military on the show. I didn't used to care about Giuliani when he was just being in Borat, but now his ideas can really be used to control ordinary people. I like that guy.
In addition to the bag checks, the governor's plan includes amending state law to ban repeat offenders.
Every single one of these bullet points will amount to more power for the state, greater ability to arrest and control.
Installing cameras in each conductor's cabin.
Mental health out there. You get the idea, mental health. You know, we'll put something on Instagram. There'll be a hashtag. Everyone's going to feel a whole lot better. And if they don't, now...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
From the other side of the aisle, let's to put it mildly, Alex Jones. Alex Jones has been a guest on our show, and Alex Jones will be a guest on our show again. As you know, I consider Alex Jones to be a kind of shamanic force in politics. Of course, he occasionally says things that are pretty crazy. Hey, who doesn't? But when it comes to the issue of piloting authoritarian measures and perhaps even martial law, Alex Jones is a voice that's perhaps important. Let's have a look at what he's saying on this subject.
When I was cutting my teeth 29 years ago on air, Bill Clinton had just been in office for a year or so, and it was confirmed the military was warning. It was coming out. They were leaking classified documents that now are all basically admitted and have been publicly rolled out against the public to incrementally bring in martial law. So they went from this being secret under Clinton, and then with Bush, yeah, it's mainly for al-Qaeda, but it's also for domestic groups. And then you're asking, well, what's this really all about? And then you start to realize it's part of a long-term process of just getting the military, the police, the public ready for this. So here's what's happening. We're not going to have UN troops one day or Russian troops like Red Dawn, and you're in Colorado, and all of a sudden parachutes come down and you've got Russian troops shooting at you. It'll be our own troops, but they'll be made up of people that have been tested for decades, going through the training, going along with attacking their own people. And now the troops are being deployed and searching everyone's bags.
Like, how can you not be affected by that image? That's armed military personnel on the subway being normalized. I am quite sympathetic to this perspective, given what I've witnessed and experienced in the last few years. And indeed, Jones is showing he's working out an incremental increase in these tactics and techniques over several administrations. Isn't that indeed the domestic heart of what globalism means? That regardless of who you vote for, you've got deep state interests that have an agenda that spans various administrations, and those administrations will focus on hot-button cultural topics. Meanwhile, the projects of war and social control will continue. And even beyond the physical representation of military presence on the street, which is terrifying, we know and often discuss how techniques designed to track and control dissidents abroad, specifically, literally, groups like ISIS, are now deployed. Once you've seen armed military personnel conducting bag checks on a subway in New York City when there isn't a war happening or anything remotely like it domestically across America, then you have to acknowledge that that is something that is significant, and quite a lot of power and time and propaganda has to be invested in saying that someone like Alex Jones is hysteric. And due to his, let's call it, his presentational style, he does make that kind of analysis in some circles quite credible. But let's not forget what we're looking at. We're looking at armed troops on the subway in New York. It's not been a terror attack. We're not in the middle of COVID. It's just being normalized.
Without a warrant, all these decades of preparation for martial law, and that's what this is here.
It's interesting. Bags being searched without a warrant by troops is a pretty significant step to normalize, particularly in a city like New York. Often when I talk about piloting, I mean Australia, internment camps, trucker protests, and the evocation of the Emergencies Act in Canada, the freezing of bank accounts in Canada and Ukraine. New York City, that's a bold move. But I suppose the fact is broadly, compliance has become allied to opposition to Trump. That's what it means. Like, that if you are opposed to liberal democracy, and liberal democracy now means war in Gaza, it means war against Russia, it means being compliant when it comes to medical suggestions that come from the state. All ideas that in the 60s, when the heroes were people like Malcolm X, like, you wouldn't have thought, one thing you want to be is obedient. When Pfizer says jump, you say how high, and oh, I'm not sure I'll be able to because my heart hurts. Now, authoritarianism has become somehow allied to liberalism, and the idea that military force and military intelligence is turned against the domestic population has become normalized. We know from personal experience now that agencies, deep state agencies and proxies funded by the state that were used as intelligence assets to oppose terrorists, as they were then called, perhaps understandably, in various Middle Eastern wars and subsequent disputes, are now deployed against domestic populations. That's a fact in your country, in mine, across the world. So, in essence, what we're witnessing is we, the domestic population of these nations, are regarded as the enemy. And that doesn't take a brilliant analysis, actually, because just watch the Oscars. You know, Trump, he's in there. That's 50% of the population. That's 50% of the population that now includes black people, Hispanics, significant numbers of women. It's not just, mega, you know, it's not that. It isn't that. And by the way, you're allowed to be that if that's what you are. All of you have the right to be who you are.
But they have to create the climate first for martial law and civil emergency to sell us on it. The angrier world that Klaus Schwab talks about.
Yeah, it's an important point that the occupying force are there as protectors. And actually, that's not a new idea. The English or British occupation of Northern Ireland begins as we're here to protect, I think initially, forgive me, Catholics in Northern Ireland. It just became normalized. And I know there's a long and complex history between our two separate nations. But often the introduction of the military is portrayed as for safety and security and protection. I think that probably happens in the sort of Balkan War, Middle Eastern campaigns, peacekeeping force. Actually, if that piece of language was introduced when I was a little older and a little better educated, I'd gone, peacekeeping force? That doesn't seem like the way you get peace.
I say the whole world must learn of our peaceful ways by force.
This is not a right-wing piece of writing, by the way. In this journalism, Donald Trump is criticized for his attempts to deploy the National Guard during the uprisings that came from George Floyd's murder. So this is not apolitical, this is political, but it's political from the side that you would not have expected. That, for me, increases its validity and is precisely the type of discourse that we must engage in. If you find yourself either side of that line, you're being controlled. The mobilization of 2,000 city and state police and National Guard troops in New York City on the pretext of fighting crime in the vast subway system is a demonstration of the reactionary character of the Democratic Party. Last month, New York City's Democratic Mayor Eric Adams announced he would deploy 1,000 New York Police Department cops in the subway system after a law and order campaign by the city's tabloids sensationalizing a handful of violent attacks against subway riders and transit workers, which, knowing what I know now about how the media operates, were possibly written in conjunction with the people that introduced this law. It would be, here, we got these stories, we'll give you access to this story, we'll give you this interview, we'll give you this access, we'll give you this tax break, we'll give you this. We now know that that's the relationship between the media and the state. Do you think that the X-Files was the first time deep state were embedded within a media organization? Let me know in the chat. On Wednesday, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, also a Democrat, announced she was redeploying 750 National Guard troops already in New York City, as well as 250 state troopers and police of the Metropolitan Transport Authority, MTA, the state agency that runs the subways, to increase the number of uniformed personnel patrolling subway stations and riding trains. I remember when I was a kid, I used to hear people talk about, you know, you want to see more bobbies, that's the word in our country, bobbies on the street. But the image there is a sort of a member of the police force on a bicycle. And again, this might just be where I am in my own personal evolution. It seems like a rather pleasant idea, a member of the police force, again, that word, that is working for the community. But now, just think about how it feels to you as a person when you're on the subway and you see people with machine guns. Do you feel inside yourself, that's good that that's happening, I feel more safe? Now, I don't know what else might make you feel unsafe. I don't know who you are or where you're from or how you've been coached and trained. Maybe a group of young people with their hoods up makes you feel bad. Maybe a group of drunk men in suits makes you feel bad. Maybe people wearing religious attire of some denomination makes you feel bad. But one thing I can say with some certainty is granting further and further authority to a group invested in war and control will not be good for any of us, regardless of our outward accoutrements. The troops are currently operating out of Fort Hamilton in Brooklyn as part of Joint Task Force Empire Shield. I mean, that's not good, is it? Joint Task Force Empire Shield. I mean, they're telling you what they're up to. What are you doing? We're shielding the Empire. And what if I don't agree with the Empire? Well, I mean, I could put it in a number of ways, but how about, well, I don't know. Joint Task Force Empire Shield, set up nearly a quarter century ago after the terrorist attacks of September the 11th, 2001. Okay, so that event increased authority, increased spying, increased surveillance, increased war, and we all agreed it was a good thing to do, didn't we? Except for the millions of people who marched against that war against Iraq, which, by the way, happened anyway, of course. We all agreed that it was necessary because we were under threat. So what's happening now? We're under threat, right? From MAGA Trump on one side or immigrants on the other side, so we better get the military on the streets. They regularly patrol in the Grand Central Station, the Port Authority, and a few other transportation hubs, wearing camouflage uniforms and equipped with automatic rifles, but not engaging with the population. Now the soldiers will take on the role of supplementing the NYPD, helping with random searches of bags and backpacks and other police activity. They will also move deeper into the subway system, appearing at more of its 472 stations and riding trains. Like, this is not CBGB's, New York Dolls, Ramones, Bowie, Warhol, Blondie, New York City, let's get on it, yeah, we're free. If I lived in New York right now, I'd be frightened. I've lived in New York before. If I lived in New York and they militarized the underground, I'd think it's time to get out. And we'll be seeing this, I predict, and actually Alex Jones has predicted already, with a good degree more experience and research than we're able to deploy, that we're going to be seeing this more often. And the good thing about it is we'll know, won't we? Because they won't just suddenly do it and say it's to pick up sweet rappers, although, God, you know, maybe they do that in Singapore. They all say it's to protect you. So watch out for that. Now you know what to watch out for. Hochul announced other repressive measures, including the installation of cameras in every subway car and in the cabs used by drivers and...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.